Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 8th of January. Starting, difficult to avoid it, starting with Argo Blockchain, where I think the last update was saying that while we're above 96 pence, we could hit £1.60. The low today so far, 95, so not too bad a call there. Out by a penny, but not too bad. And £1.60 still looks to be the near-term target, whether that's just in a day or a week, that kind of thing. So the only other point to note probably today is to see whether we get an end-of-day close above yesterday's intraday high at £1.30. That would be a decent signal that the shares are able to hit 160 and maybe a bit more. The other point to note, I suppose, with the 95 pence low today, we've actually, if we get an end of day close above 130, it'd be a key reversal to the upside, which is actually a very strong continuation signal, or at least a very strong technical signal for the stock. Next up, a stock which is not quite so dramatic, but still looking encouraging, Altitude. Here we've got a nice W-shaped reversal there, higher low for December versus October. And hopefully the shares can progress from here. Just how high they could fly is suggested by that resistance line there that I've just made up. That's based at the channel is based at the 50-day moving average at 15 pence and 30 pence the target, hopefully by the end of this month. While we hold above 15 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a weekly close or end of day close at least above the 200-day moving average currently at 21 pence. But as I said, hopefully 30p by the end of the month. Decal Oil, taken a long time to turn into a bullish situation, but now starting to speed up. Here we've got a situation where we've easily cleared December resistance around the 4.8 pence level. While we hold above that, looking for fresh moves to the upside, hopefully up towards the top of that rising trend channel from September last year, as high as 9 pence. And ideally, that could be seen as soon as the end of February. Stock which I've actually avoided over the recent past, just because I wanted to see some proper price action rather than I suppose the consolidation that we had from July to much to basically till the end of last month, but had a decent vertical move now, and it does look as though this is getting stronger rather than going to burn out as it did in the beginning of June. Situation now therefore is that weekly close above the initial June peak at 6.5 pence should be enough to take the shares up towards that November 2019 resistance line projection, currently promising a target as high as 9.5 pence. In fact, if you are an optimist of the stock or a believer in the stock, which I know many people are, the next leg up after 9.5 pence would be, up towards the 17 pence area, which is that March resistance line projection. But at the moment, above 6.5, we're going for 9, and then see how we go from that point. Feedback is back. Here we can see that the shares are looking pretty encouraging, with the near-term moving averages all rising, especially the 50 and 200-day lines. That means we're in the run-up to a golden cross, and typically the golden cross run-up is the strongest part in the technical cycle. So this situation, hopefully, it'll go up and stay up, unlike the July spike that we had for the shares. Weekly close above the November peak at 1.3 pence should easily be enough for the shares to head up towards the top of the November 2019 price channel at 2.5 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of February, and obviously retesting the best levels of last year. Stop loss at the moment back below the 50-day moving average at 1.1 pence currently should do the trick, but ideally the shares don't even trade back below 1.3 pence for any significant period of time. Good to see Itaconics start to press ahead. Vertical move here over recent days, hitting our initial target there, which was 4 pence, so weekly close above 4 pence, either this week or next week, should be enough to get the shares up towards the next target, which is a June 2019 resistance line projection currently promising a target as high as 6¾p, which would basically retest the best levels of 2019 and 18, respectively. Placing news from iMedia today at 25p, and one of the better rules of the stock market is that you see the shares rise from the placing level on the day or days after, just after a placing. It's normally a decent bull signal. In this situation, with a key reversal to the upside, we can say that while we're above today's intraday low at 27p, we should hopefully head up towards the top of that rising September price channel at 45p over the next few weeks. Best case scenario target for fans of this stock, and I know there are quite a few around, would be 80p plus, maybe on a 2 to 3 month view, but let's try and get through the 30 to 35p area, which has been a bit of a block over the recent past. Stock which has had many false dawns, and don't really feel even like covering it today, but maybe this is the time for Kibo. We've had a reasonable break of the 50-day moving average, probably better and safer to wait for a weekly close above the 200-day line at 0.24. Probably won't get that today, but maybe we get that next week, because you can see that on the way down, the shares have failed at the 200-day line on several occasions. So hopefully a weekly close above the 200-day moving average at 0.24 would on this occasion be enough for the shares to go up and stay up. If we can get that weekly close, then 0.45p the target there. But I think this is one of those situations where it's probably better to be too late rather than too early, given the bull traps that were there in August and September. On to a stock which is rather better behaved, Mode Global, clearly one of the other Bitcoin plays. And what's noticeable here really is that we hit the top of that broadening triangle from October at 60p, and the message at the moment is that while we're above the low 60s area, hopefully hitting that October resistance line projection at 90p as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only really back below the 55p zone. Initial resistance on the way up would really delay the upside scenario. Onto a request which just made the grade a few minutes ago, Phoenix Copper. Here it's been a bit of a slow situation, which is why I haven't covered it for a while. We had that false dawn move through 60p, and it's rather difficult to understand why, with copper booming, this is taking its time. But the view here, at least, is that at least for now, is that while we're above that broken September resistance line at 45p, the target here can be towards the 80p area, which is a January 2020 resistance line projection. Shares well above the 200-day line at 32, and mostly held above the 50-day line, so it does look like a slow-burning bull situation. One of the stocks which is a return to form today is Plutus Power Gen. Good to see it back after quite a long time in the wilderness after that bull trap through the 200-day line in August. Here we've broken a falling wedge after a very dead price action, which is normally a good sign, and also after a brief intraday bear trap below the October floor at 0.06. So that's another plus point. Weekly close today above the broken resistance line from August and the 50-day average at, let's say, 0.03 would hopefully get the shares up for a retest of 0.08, which is post-October resistance, with a three-month target here at up to 0.12, which is the May resistance line projection. You can tell it's a good we're in a bull market when you see sound energy on the rise. Here we finally, looks like we've finally broken out of the recent range between 1.2 and 1.6p. Weekly close above the 200-day moving average at 1.56 should be enough to take the shares on for a little journey towards the top of the rising August price channel that I've drawn on the daily chart. Obviously, the stop loss here back below the 50-day line at 1.33p. A lot of talk a couple of weeks ago on Tuple and whether it was a recovery situation. Took its time, but the main plus point, I suppose, of the pullback from 0.018 to 0.008 was the way that we managed to bounce above the 200-day moving average. at 007. Current situation is above 0.1 on a weekly close basis. Should be enough to give us a partial or even full retest of October resistance for the shares, and obviously only back below 0.07, really delaying the upside scenario. Valerix looks like it's back again too. Here we've got the shares where they've been in a sort of three-month consolidation after that spike through 70 pence, taking quite a while to regroup, but a decent weekly close above the 50-day moving average today at 22 pence should be enough to get the stock off the ground in terms of a journey towards retesting the top of the late September price channel at 45 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the December intraday peak at 25.7 pence. But looks like enough has been done now to get this back on the road. That's it for me today. More updates probably over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.